This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Let's move into the medical zone, shall we, for a couple of hours, intelligent answers to good questions. And again, only question that isn't any good, the dumbest questions are the ones that don't get asked. Ask the idea is seek and you shall find. You have found someone who knows his way around the doctor's office, around the medical community. His name is Kenneth Kronhaus. Dr. Ken, 888-553-7536. Why should you call? Well, he actually has a, I find that I build up his ego, but I don't know that I build up his credentials. I know he's been to more places than you can count in terms of learning, but what he's happy to tell you is that what he's learned is pretty much going out the window with experience, right? And that's pretty much the case with most doctors, isn't it? If you went to medical school as you did, what, 35 years ago, things are much different now, and you have to really be on your toes.
I started medical school in September of 1975, and I would say 80% of what I do occurred after I went to medical school.
So, what does that tell you about medical school? Let's not bother. I didn't go to medical school. I could read all the journals and be just as good as you.
Well, actually, I think it's the experience that's really helped.
Ah, experience.
Seeing
counts.
Patients every day since 1975.
All right, here go the phones. Ding, 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 ding. 888-553-7536. So the Ebola update, the terms, the comments, the reality, the changing attitude toward the people there and in the rest of the world. I don't want you to sound like a reporter, but because there's a humanness to you and how you interpret these things. Americans have it. Some Europeans have it. Certainly Africans have it. And it's mostly the community that's trying to help that is at risk, in addition to the people who are just there, right? It's the people who are helping that are at risk. For
absolutely. I've been reporting on the radio since 1993, the health news, Doug, and I think in all that time, this is one of the stories that has the public most enchanted and most interested in the health news. There's a lot of interest in this story, and actually, it is the healthcare worker who is among the most at risk of getting Ebola. And we learned this week one of the major stories is this Spanish nurse that has gotten Ebola. She made history. What a way to make world history. She's the first person outside of Western Africa to actually catch Ebola outside of Western Africa. And this story at first got me very concerned, and it still does, because initially it wasn't clear how she got Ebola. What's keeping everybody in the medical community and also in the non-medical community, at least from not losing their composure, is the fact that the most recent studies, and they're not recent, but the most recent studies that were done a few years ago on Ebola show that the mode of transmission is not airborne, that you have to come in contact with secretions of the patient, usually either sputum or vomit or some sort of bodily fluid. Unlike the flu, where somebody coughs it into the air, you walk through, you breathe it in, you're going to get that virus. But it has been felt, based on previous studies, that the Ebola virus is not airborne. One of the challenging points about Ebola that we must remember is that there's not one Ebola virus. There are a number of different Ebola viruses, and some of them live in fruit bats, which is where most of their natural habitat is, but a couple of living dogs, and you could see very easily, and I don't mean to be gross, but this gentleman, unfortunately, in Dallas, who came to visit from Liberia, who then died this past week, Thomas Eric Duncan, he was the first Ebola case diagnosed in America. He was a Liberian national. He died in an isolation ward in a Dallas hospital 11 days after being admitted on September 28th. This gentleman was throwing up on the streets of Dallas, and the dogs were seen licking it up. And one of the types of Ebola actually lives in dogs. And there's, you know, and I don't mean to alarm anybody, but there is concern if this is, it hasn't been subtyped yet out. We don't know. I have the feeling, you know, I've been reporting this news, this medical news, since 1993. I just don't get the feeling that we're getting all the information. I'll give you some examples. We don't know the subtype of the Ebola, of the death of the first gentleman in America to die of Ebola. There's also this cameraman from NBC who, it's really a puzzle how he got it. All we're hearing is that he was in this area of the world, was washing out a car of somebody who had Ebola, and this NBC cameraman suddenly got Ebola, and he's back in America being treated. But exactly that chain of events is a little unclear. Then we learn about this Spanish nurse who was taking all the precautions. According to the Spanish nurse, she didn't do anything that should have brought on Ebola based on the mode of transmission we know. And they're speculating in the hospital that she worked at that she must have touched her face with her hands. But in some of the reports I've been reading, she disputes that. And in that case, I don't know if we're getting all the information, if it's totally clear how this Spanish nurse got it. I'm not trying to make more out of this than there is, but I don't know, Doug, if you have do you get the feeling that we're getting all the information?
Nah, we're never going to get all the information is guarded, and the people who are writing are guided by those who have, it's metered out in bits and pieces, and so it's like a lot of other things. Government wants control over this. There are a lot of things that people think the government has, whether you go all the way back to Area 54, Area 53, 57, whatever it is, you know, those sorts of things. There are conspiracy theorists, and there are theories that are abounding here. And mostly it's the government's own fault, because they do play. You see, look at all the things that we found out about the NSA after Snowden leaked the information. So you think that's the only part of the government that covers up what they know, or sneaks around and finds out information? Of course not. Your tax dollars being used against you all the time.
Let me tell you what we do know. This is the worst outbreak of Ebola on record. It's the three main West African nations of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. They have more than 7,400 people have become infected, and more than 3,400 have died since the outbreak began in early 2014. Nigeria also has had a cluster of 20 cases, and Senegal, Spain, and America each have had reported one Ebola case. The first Ebola case diagnosed in America, Liberian national Thomas Eric Duncan, as I said, died in an isolation ward in a Dallas hospital this past week. The CDC has announced this week that five of the biggest airports in America will have enhanced Ebola screening for passengers coming in from West African countries of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Each day there are at least 150 passengers arriving from these countries in America. The five airports are O'Hare International in Chicago, Kennedy in New York, Washington Dulles International, Hartsfield-Jackson in Atlanta, and Newark Liberty International. Seems to me that if you really wanted to get in, you just take some Tylenol or aspirin before you arrive. It just seems to me that if the adults were in charge, they would seal this area off to export travel. And anybody, and I think we should, look at America, really the only country, people wonder about the quality of the health care in America. We're the only country in the world that seems to have the medical expertise to go in and help, the only country in the world. So the next time you want to bash American medicine, just try to remember that. And we should allow, we should encourage Americans to go in there and help and get this thing under control. But people, until we understand and get this under control, there should be a ban on travel export out of this area to the whole entire world. And as people from the rest of the world go in to help out medically, as they leave, they should be in isolation for 21 days, which is the incubation period, before they're allowed to get back into general civilization. If we did that, very simply, we would contain this, but to allow at least 150 people from this area of the world to come into America every single day is just, I don't understand. They think they're going to, by measuring temperatures, they're going to filter this out. It's never going to work. And all we need is just one or two people to get in here and then get people infected, and it's going to be out of control. My main concern is not so much that you might get Ebola, but as more and more people into America have Ebola, it's just going to overwhelm the health care because one patient is so high maintenance.
Mr. Duncan had a temperature of 103 when he was measured at the airport. What does that tell you about anybody with any kind of common sense? His temperature spiked to 103 degrees during the hour of his initial visit to the emergency room, with flagged with an exclamation just, point in the record-keeping system.
Doug, just wait till in the next few weeks when the flu really starts to hit America and the symptoms are so similar. Mm-hmm. Look at how difficult it was for this ER to filter him out and make the diagnosis. Once flu season begins, it's going to be overwhelming, and the symptoms just look so much like Ebola. And as people hear more and more about it, they're going to be presenting to their doctor. Already know that this I don't want to call it hypochondriasis, but people hear these symptoms, they get concerned, they're presenting to healthcare facilities. The system is going to become overwhelmed as flu outbreak begins, and it's going to be so hard to filter out and determine who has Ebola and who doesn't.
There's a doctor from the University of Pittsburgh who looked over some of the records for Mr. Duncan, said the physicians signaled concern about Ebola and spared no measure to try to keep him alive. His visit to the ER was impeccable, so the documents show. So I don't understand, if these guys say that his treatment was impeccable, why'd they let him go? That doesn't make any sense to me. All right, so anyway, what's on your mind with regard to this or other medical questions? 888-553-7536. Let's talk about something much more pleasant, how to get rid of a fix to a problem, how to get rid of the bags and the puffiness under your eyes from a wonderful summer. You spent too much time out in the sun, did you? You would like to get some results when it comes to the bags, puffiness, getting rid of them. Ken would like to explain how GenuCell works.
Moving right along to happier subjects. Ladies and gentlemen, you sure can have surgery to look younger, but why on earth would you do that? Listen to Joanne from Connecticut. She tells us, my husband looks 10 years younger using GenuCell. He saw results the first day he used it. I have also had remarkable results. Can't be without it. Imagine the bags and puffiness under your eyes gone. That's years off your appearance. GenuCell by Chamonix is an easy choice. GenuCell contains all natural ingredients at clinically proven concentrations for incredible results safely and quickly. It's as simple as that. In fact, with immediate effects, you'll see results like Joanne's in 12 hours or your money back. Forget that tired look. Stop using makeup tricks or hiding behind glasses. Call now to try GenuCell risk-free with a money-back guarantee.
800-822-6145 to combat wrinkles and facial lines. 800-822-6145. Recommended by Dr. Ken. 800-822-6145. Get rid of the wrinkles and the puffiness around your eyes.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There's not a cloud to spoil a view, but it's raining, raining in my heart.
Dr. Ken, awaiting your calls. We have some lines open. I think that's Buddy Holly with me. Wow. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken.
He doesn't need a doctor anymore.
I give him the credit of the father of rock and roll. 1-888-55-DRKEN. That's 1-888-553-7536. Maybe that dates me a little bit, but as I mentioned earlier, I started medical school in 1975. At the University of Pennsylvania. I was in their combined MD-PhD program, medical scientist training program. So I'm a trained medical scientist, trained physician. I then went to Duke, became a trained internist at Duke University, and really learned my craft as an intern and medical resident, and went on to the University of California in San Francisco in the mid to late 1980s to do additional subspecializing training in cardiology. And then maybe one time I'll have a chance to tell you the whole story, but on a fluke, ended up in Central Florida, about 25 miles northwest of Orlando in about 1988. Thought I'd be there for about a year, and I've spent my whole rest of my career, been there every day taking care of patients on the front line of medicine, head-to-toe circulation, but there's almost nothing, maybe except Ebola, that I haven't taken care of firsthand, and I'd love to help you get to the next step. Everybody has a question either about themselves, their spouse, the kids, their parents, their friends, grandparents. I'd love to help you get to the next step. If you've been to the doctor recently, you know that medical maze is not so friendly, and maybe they can't diagnose what's going on. I'd love to get a shot at it. Maybe they have diagnosed it, and they're not providing you with the kind of solutions that you'd like. Give me a shot. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. Hopefully come up with the gentlest, simplest, kindest way to go and approach it. I'll draw from a blended approach. You can hear how traditionally trained I am, but I'm not allergic also to evidence-based alternative medicine. Fortunately, it does exist, and I'll give you a blended approach to your questions. And you'll be able to understand me. There's no bill. There's no paperwork. And hopefully, there won't be too much wait. If you get in soon, if you wait, wait. I promise you the lines will get busy and then you won't be happy. Again, it's 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, DRKN. It's pretty easy to remember. Toll free from anywhere in the 50 United States of America. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, DRKN. And if you like all numbers, as some people still do, it's 1-888-553-7536. One last time, 1-888-553-7536.
All right, so I'm looking at an article that appears today in the New York Times about a doctor who is going through. It's the profile of a doctor. I was thinking about you when I saw this the first time, how this man is going through. His name is Daniel Sanchez. He's a first-year resident. What he goes through in order to become a doctor. He's 31 years old. And I was thinking back to you and things that you've told me about, and other people have been doctors. They sleep on the couch when they can. They're sometimes there a week at a time with very little sleep. I wonder how that serves. It is a lot of the medical help that we have in this country comes in this form, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I think the lifestyle that I had to live as an intern and resident has been outlawed in America.
Really?
I was one of the last groups at Duke, and I'm not complaining because I really learned medicine. I don't know how you don't, but we were on every other night as interns, and that lifestyle has been outlawed. But to really learn medicine, as much happens at 4 in the morning as it does at 4 p.m.
Of course,
and
right.
I would not want to do that again, go through medical boot camp, but I wouldn't give that up for anything. You get pushed to your limit. You know what your limits are. You know what becomes important. You don't get all worked up out of trivial stuff. But when I was a medical intern, when was I a medical intern? 1982 to 1983, July 1st to July 1st. I was on call every other night. It meant going in at 7 a.m. and usually not getting out till the next day at 7 p.m. So I would usually be in the hospital for about 36 hours and then have about 12 to recuperate.
Mm-hmm. And then you'd sleep. You'd go into a lounge or something and sleep where you
well,
could.
You'd catch a little bit of sleep if you could while you're on call, and then you would just the next day when you were off at about 7 p.m. the next day, you'd just get home and just catch up on sleep. And that was most of the year. And I tell you, I never learned so much medicine my whole career in 1982 to 1983 in Durham, North Carolina. And every moment of my professional life, I thank that experience. I wouldn't want to do it again, but I'd never ever want to give it up. And in fact, that has been outlawed. Now you have to give people, you couldn't create a lifestyle like that in most areas. It's against the law.
All right. Coming up in the next half hour, in addition to questions, by the way, you can email Dr. Ken, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com with medical questions, or me. I tend to get most of them, and I'll send them or pass them along as we have time. Doug at dougsteffen.com, because this is the Good Day Medical Weekend program. Doug Steffen and Dr. Ken Kronos up in the next half hour, the enterovirus problem and how it has spread across the nation. And we'll also talk about some of the other medical news that's this week, but I think these two things have captured most people's imaginations, Ken. 888-302. Whoops, that's the wrong number. 888-553-7536, half past the hour.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here and here. GCN.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not.
Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The most important part of this mix here, however you choose to engage, whether it's just listening to the information that comes through the conversation on this program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to also engage. If you have a question, you may do it in any number of ways. 888-553-7536. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, Ken at DrKenShow.com. There is Twitter and Facebook, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. A lot of on the social media sites, Ken, lots and lots and lots of conversation about the Ebola situation, and the more the political side of it than anything else. All right, so we're going to move into the enterovirus problem, but first some good news. That comes, we need to find these shafts of good news wherever we can. Americans are living longer, it would seem. Is that data correct?
This is correct. It really is some good news. This came out of the CDC this week. They weren't only reporting about Ebola. Americans are living longer than ever. The average life expectancy, Doug, for people born in 2012, this is the most recent data we have in America, is a record high of 78.8 years. Girls who were born in 2012 will live in, on average, 4.8 years longer than the boys that year. The life expectancy for girls born in 2012 is a whopping 81.2 years versus 76.4 years for boys. Much of the recent improvement in death rates and life expectancy, they can be attributed to reductions in death rates from major causes of death, such as heart disease, cancer, stroke, and chronic lower respiratory diseases. Lifestyle is very important. Can you imagine if we had the obesity epidemic under control, how these numbers would again bulge forward? And suicide, interestingly, is the only major cause of death which is increasing in these numbers.
Wow. All right, so the essence of what this and why it is good news, the essence of this story and what it's all about is that for several years, last three, 4 years, we've heard the numbers going backwards. Now, there are those in the government who will say, Americans are living longer. That's because of the Affordable Health Care Act.
I haven't heard anyone take claim for that yet.
Yeah, well, wait a while. 888-553-7536. If you have high blood pressure, Dr. Ken is your man. He's studied it for years as he talks about his background as a cardiologist, by the way. If you'd like to go visit Dr. Ken, if you have some kind of complication, you don't seem to be able to get to the bottom line, like take a nice ride to Orlando. The essence of his office and the staff that's there, about as competent as you could find anywhere, no matter how big or small the facility. So you reach the office by dialing 352-735-1400 or nationally 800-LAKE-CARDIO, lakecardiology.com. 352-735-1400. Learn all about Dr. Ken. People listen to the program go there just because they want to see sort of what Dr. Ken is like in his natural habitat. So, anyway, the most successful supplement that has ever been talked about on this program is Heart Factors Plus. It could be that Ken's credibility here is good. You can take his word for it. When something like this comes along that boosts your own body's ability to either get your blood pressure where it needs to be or keep it where it needs to be, this is something to listen to.
Well, are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels, Doug. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women, and here's what one of them has to say. Dennis from New Jersey, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It's definitely helped my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Another user let us know, Susan from Maryland, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he does not have any side effect. He's on his fourth month now. Well, boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function.
All right. So why not try it? Right? That's the question. 800-621-6313 is the number to order. Gets blood flow into your muscles, into your brain. So important to have brain circulation for all kinds of things. You want to eliminate Alzheimer's and dementia. And I don't say that this is going to do that, but certainly you get more blood in your brain, the better off you're going to be preventing that sort of thing, that and fish oil and things like that. So Heart Factors Plus, easily procurable at 800-621-6313. Try Heart Factors risk-free. Mention Dr. Ken now and get a free bottle with your order of Heart Factors Plus. 800-621-6313. I kind of like to dance through that number. 1-800-621-6313. You'll remember it now.
Beautiful Bellwood flooring just got even better with twice the scratch resistance and four times the abrasion resistance of other brands. And right now, Lumber Liquidators has exclusive deals on Bellwood with savings up to 40%. Choose from over 140 varieties, including Brazilian cherry, American walnut, even Bellwood's hot new matte finish that gives you that oil-finished look without all the maintenance, all with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest to you. First ever 36-month financing is available. But hurry, these amazing deals end Tuesday.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
It's the Living Courageously Radio Minute, a daily minute program to show you that you can face anything. Just do it afraid. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
The fear of failure is usually caused by some traumatic event in early life, like demeaning parents, siblings, or teachers. It can also be caused by some event that brought great embarrassment. It doesn't help that our culture demands so much perfection. Perfection is an illusion, but people with crippling phobias won't even try.
Beautiful Bellwood flooring just got even better with twice the scratch resistance and four times the abrasion resistance of other brands. And right now, Lumber Liquidators has exclusive deals on Bellwood with savings up to 40%. Choose from over 140 varieties, including Brazilian cherry, American walnut, even Bellwood's hot new matte finish that gives you that oil-finished look without all the maintenance, all with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. First ever 36-month financing is available. But hurry, these amazing deals end Tuesday.
888-553-7536. That may be the thing that we utter the most on this program. Doug in Appleton, Wisconsin. Yes, sir, you're on with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Hi.
Hey, good morning. Okay, a couple quiet questions for you. Back, I want to say 2002, 2003, I received from a doctor testosterone injections because my testosterone level was extremely low. Had several lows, brought it up. Well, come like, I want to say like 2 years later, I started having issues with one of my legs. Found out it was my, what they call it, a fem-pop artery was blocked. It was about 100%. Had that replaced. And a year later, in the other leg, the same artery blocked 100%. Had that taken care of. And I've talked to a couple of doctors, and I'm getting mixed answers as far as the testosterone, if this is possibly causing the blockage, and if it is, what can be done about it, if anything?
Doug, this is an area of a lot of debate, a lot of research, and the FDA, as we speak, is currently evaluating this issue, whether testosterone is fertilizer to the plaques in the circulation, or is there no relationship. There have been some studies that have come out and shine the light on this, and there have been a couple of studies that didn't find such a strong relationship. So it's an area that yet is not yet untangled. My own hunch in this is that there is some relationship. The problem is that lessening testosterone for many guys occurs as we get older, and plaquing, atherosclerosis, also occurs as a progressive problem as we get older. So often it's hard to untangle the two. But my advice to everybody listening, because so often as we get older, our testosterone levels dramatically decrease. We start getting some plaquing also in our coronaries, and that dilemma occurs. Do I take testosterone? You should not do this on your own. I have a number of patients in this dilemma, and what I'm doing is I'm co-managing these patients with an endocrinologist, and we're trying to thread that needle to give the least amount of testosterone so that people don't feel awful with the effects of low testosterone, and we're carefully selecting who we even decide to treat, trying to avoid testosterone level replacement and people who have significant coronary artery disease until we really have no choice because the symptoms of low T have gotten so significant. And then again, using the least amount of dose of testosterone replacement that we can to relieve the symptoms of low T, but not continue to fertilize the progression of coronary disease and bring on that heart attack, which I am concerned we may be doing.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm getting. You know, I have one internal doctor saying yes, that's what caused the problem, another one saying no, and it's kind of like...
Doug, this is an area that is not yet fully resolved. You're going to be hearing the FDA make a huge splash about this because they are trying to figure this out, and it's not easy because we really do need more studies, and I don't know if some of these studies will ever get done because you have real ethical problems involved in doing them. They take a long time. They're costly. To really do this in a way that would answer the question once and for all, but my advice here is that if you have coronary disease, you stay away from testosterone replacement unless you have no choice because the symptoms of low T are so bad. And I'm co-managing a number of patients in this dilemma, and it's like threading a needle.
Right. Yeah, and I'm not going to, you know, I know it's down low again, but I personally am not going to go through it again because I don't need any more of the blocked arteries at this point, you know. And it's, but that makes sense. And I just have to, I guess.
I would just wait and see how you feel. And if you can deal with the symptoms of low T, I would stay away from it. But there are, and I, again, not to be redundant, there are a number of my patients who are very bright people, very intuitive, and but they're miserable because of how horrible the symptoms are. And they also have bad coronary disease. And we're trying to make the best of things. But don't do this on your own. There are a lot of supplements out there that you can harm yourself and do yourself in if you don't do this with the help of physicians who are experienced in this area. And there is a lot of debate because we really don't know absolutely what's going on in this area because there just hasn't been enough clear study. And like so many things in medicine, this is the art of medicine. We have to use our best intuition. My experience with hormone replacement in women, you know, I went through the whole series when we intuitively thought that it was going to help, but then we saw all the harm. So that's why I'm very cautious about replacing hormones in anybody.
All right, Doug, there it is. Conversation was good and acute and helpful. 888, if I do say so myself. Even it wasn't me who gave the information, so I can say I gave you an A-plus for that, Ken. 888-553-7536. Here's listener Matthew who wants to know whether a calcium score is a useful way of screening for heart disease risk. Calcium score. How do you get the calcium score? I guess would be my first question here.
Doug, you have had a calcium score done. The calcium score used to be our best technology before we stepped it up one notch to the CT angiogram, where we can actually make a three-dimensional picture of the circulation to the heart and then actually do what we call fly-through. Like we're on a Disney ride, we just actually go inside your coronaries like a tunnel engineer and look around and ride through your entire circulation. And that's the state-of-the-art way to do it. Previously, we were doing these calcium scores, and we actually do them when we do CT angiography of the coronaries just to make sure there's not too much plaque in the coronary so that the beam can get through. But basically, there's two types of plaque, Doug. There's hard calcified plaque that'll clog up your coronaries, and then there's soft fatty plaque. The soft fatty plaque is the type that ruptures, which leads to the heart attack. The hard calcified plaque progresses like the hole in the donut gets narrower and narrower so no blood can flow, and then you get the symptoms of inadequate blood flow to the heart. We call angina, chest discomfort, shortness of breath, fatigue are very common symptoms. There are some others. But what happens with the calcium score is you're measuring the amount of hard plaque. The normal calcium score is zero because calcium should not be in the wall of the coronaries. It should be either in your bones or in your blood. If there's any calcium in the wall, you'll have a score greater than zero. If you do, that tells you you have coronary disease. And coronary disease, there's no Drano, unfortunately. It'll just progress once the horse is out of the barn. This is a progressive, continuous process, like rolling a snowball down the mountain. It just gets worse and worse unless you push back. And believe it or not, the best pushback is the statin drug, not because it lowers cholesterol, because it's the only good, proven, safe, effective way to lower the inflammation in the circulation. And yes, I put in the word safe. In most patients, it can be used safely if it's used with an experienced person who knows how to use it. And we just have to filter out those people who do have some adverse effects.
All right. Good answer to the question. The easy way to reach either of us, if you can't call, 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com. Here's something that's easy to understand as well. Ken, explaining how it is that your hair falls out, goes away, and how to get it back without expensive operations, pain. There is gain without pain here, Ken.
Train, don't strain.
Yes.
Let's talk about more happiness. Make it a little softer right now. It's simple math, folks. More hair in the comb means less hair on your head. Ladies and gentlemen, your hair does not need to keep falling out anymore. Provia is an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. People from all over this great country use the Provia difference. Diana from Kansas Cambridge, Massachusetts. She writes us that my hair was getting thin, mainly around my part line, so I thought I would try it. It really made a difference so quickly, even my hairdresser noticed. I keep using it since it works so well, and it's safe for both men and women. Amazing, even with colored and treated hair. Say goodbye to those wispy hairs blowing in the wind, and hello to a fuller, healthier head of hair. Provia works for your money back. That's why I like it.
800-543-5817. I like it, too, because it has brought back some hair on the crown of my head that I kind of missed, frankly. 800-543-5817. Order it now. Mention Dr. Ken. You'll get the Super Concentrate, which will work faster. You'll get more noticeable results right away. 800-543-5817 for Provia. You're asking for it by name. Cleanse your hair. Get the follicles growing again. 800-543-5817.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Souls, to a point, are helped by the connection to Dr. Ken. Heal your soul. Is it physician, heal thyself? Isn't that an expression?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Walk the walk.
And talk the talk. We're here to talk. You can talk to Dr. Ken by dialing 888-553-7536. Once in a while, I'll practice without a license and give you my 2 cents worth as a practitioner of as much, not, I don't know, natural, homeopathic, I'm not sure. I try to do things that don't involve drugs. Ken is sometimes taken back by when he wants me to be on a low-dose statin, which I may get on. I don't know. We'll see what this year's what we look like this year under the microscope, Ken. Microscope? I don't think so. 888-553-7536. Okay, here's Kevin in Quebec City, Quebec. I don't know that we've had a conversation with a Canadian for a while. Go ahead, Kevin. You're on with Dr. Ken Kronos.
Good morning. Good morning. I just had a quick question. I've been really troubled for the past couple of months, maybe 4 or 5 months, with a specific, I'm not even sure it's a trigger point in my lower back, in my lumbar. It's right beside this, it's right adjacent to the spine, just beside the facet, a bit on the outside. I had an MRI done, and, you know, I've got facet degeneration, arthrosis. And I was wondering, if I don't have any pain over the facets, only that small little trigger point that's in the muscle, is it possible that it's still a nerve coming out of the spine? And if it is it possible for me to get a cortisone injection right in there, or should I get shots inside the facet joints?
Well, boy, Kevin, those are very, very specific questions. What sort of, you've been to a back doctor and they've made a specific diagnosis, or are you assuming that this is your diagnosis?
Well, I'm still waiting to see a back specialist. I've seen general practitioners.
Kevin,
I've seen chiropractors. Nobody's exactly sure what is causing that pain point that I've got, right? Because it could be a number of things.
Right, exactly. And I think you're just ahead of the game. First, you want to get a specific diagnosis before we decide what the best treatment is for you. Are you having discomfort down your legs or just in the back?
No, that's it. It's a half a centimeter. It's just what we could call a trigger point, right?
Okay. So there's no leg involvement.
Not at all.
Good.
It's not sciatica at all. It's right in my lumbar. It just hurts all the time. It's a small little needle. I can even touch it with my finger and massage it. It doesn't do it any good. But it's just there, but the rest of my spine feels good. But, you know, I had an MRI done, and there's degenerative disc disease. There's facet arthrosis. There's a lot of stuff going on, but I'm not hurting over these points.
Okay.
I'm good.
Kevin, hello?
Fine.
Kevin, give me a second. What you want to do first is get a specific diagnosis, because we don't like to jump into injections as you're suggesting. We try to use the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs first. We try to make some changes to your lifestyle, secondly, and then we try to use physical therapy and various exercises that you get taught before we go to the injections. That's the usual projection here when we treat this kind of issue. But what I want you to do, and I'd be glad to help you after you do that, get a specific diagnosis, because that would be so helpful. But usually the approach to this is, if the other measures that I just recommended don't relieve your pain, or if your pain radiates down your leg, which it's not, then the doctor can inject cortisone.
All right. Well, I've already tried all these. It's been 5 months.
All right. Well, then it may be time to start looking at some injection of either cortisone or some anti-inflammatory medication. You've been through physical therapy?
Well, yeah. I've been doing a lot of exercise and stretching.
No, not on your own, but have you worked with a physical therapist?
Partly, yes.
I don't like the word partly. Yeah, you haven't. It sounds like that's what you want to really ask for. But continue to get a diagnosis and make sure this is not an inflammatory problem. That needs to be asked. Ask your doctor, is this wear and tear or is this inflammatory, where the body's attacking my own body?
All right. The rule is that you call and you engage and you listen. I was going to tell him that I had one of those shots in my back. Supposed to do wonders, didn't do a damn thing.
That's why we don't rush to it. It can do harm.
Yeah, it didn't do any harm, but didn't do me any good. 888-553-7536. More of your calls, your questions, your comments. And Dr. Ken with the medical news of the week here on the Good Day Weekend Medical Program.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.